But it's a super random conversation, and I'll let you guys into the AI Marketing Navigator household here. We were talking about the AI Marketing Navigator baby one day possibly riding dirt bikes out here where we live, and we imagined our dogs riding those dirt bikes as well. So we hopped in there and we asked for a photorealistic wire hair pointer riding a dirt bike in full racing gear. And then immediately followed up with now a black lab. And this is the ChatGPT response to me if you're not watching along on video. And then we're like, okay, now show the lab without the racing gear, because we wanted to see our adorable black lab, what they would look like without a bunch of racing gear on riding a dirt bike. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back with an episode all about ChatGPT today and why it might have to be considered as a new model of choice. We are talking about the news that there has been a major upgrade to the memory that ChatGPT is able to retain about your conversations in particular. This is a feature that's going to enhance ChatGPT's ability to reference those past conversations contextually. Actually, I have seen some funny X posts. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen here. So anyway, these are some posts of people basically asking the model what the most embarrassing thing that the model remembers about them is, and then to make it funny. It seems to usually take the form of some compliment, then followed up by something that completely contradicts the previous compliment in a pretty snarky slash sarcastic, but very on point sort of way. It's pretty funny. The example I'm sharing here on the screen, if you're watching along, and I will share the link in the show notes as well, is a post from Andre Karpathy in a response to another post. And if you don't know who Andre Karpathy is, he's a former founder of OpenAI, definitely a thought leader in the field, to say the very least. So he asked the model what the most embarrassing thing that the model remembered about him was. And it basically says, despite all his accolades in the computer science field and being, you know, this and that, and basically an AI genius, he also had to ask the model how to boil an egg. So it lays it out in just cold, hard facts like that. But you had to ask me to boil an egg, as if you're watching along on video. So it's pretty funny. At least I found it amusing. And actually, I think that's what we'll do for a demo of the memory enhancement. We'll just ask ChatGPT what the most embarrassing thing it remembers about me is, and to make it funny. And I'm genuinely curious to see what it says. But first, back to the task at hand. This is obviously going to give the model just so much more context. And I think this is really what it's all about, making it way more capable of producing truly contextual outputs and really growing as well, being able to grow and learn based on your previous conversations and things like that. This is basically taking shapes in two forms. We talked about this a little bit. It's the insight into those previous chat conversations that is a really big one. But, and this one is particularly interesting to me, it also allows you to save very specific interactions, saved memories is what they're called. And you can, as the user, actually direct the model to remember specific bits of information, such as your preferences or something like instructions for a specific task. Actually, the more I think about this, this is truly just a huge upgrade to the personalization of the model. Being able to remember the very specific preferences and conversations that each user has had with the model, and that really does affect every single use case from the most mundane to the marketing use cases that we have. And I don't necessarily know how it would negatively affect a use case. I think the only negative, quote unquote, thing about this new feature would be probably the potential privacy concerns and data security concerns, which are not illegitimate. I know many users out there just sign away their data happily and they just want to use the tools and the toys that gives them. But there are definitely advocates who will be trying to keep this in check, as they should. For the most part, the releases from these AI companies have always taken this concern into consideration. They've offered very transparent data management and control with whatever you're putting into these models. Of course, you can opt out of this memory feature here in ChatGPT. You can opt out from giving any of the data to be used to train the model. Also, there's going to be a setting for managing memories. You can turn the memory feature off entirely. You can also use temporary chats that aren't going to actually commit anything to memory. And then lastly, you can directly instruct the model to either tell you what it remembers about you so you know exactly what it knows, or forget everything about you or just very specific details. And that's putting a little trust into the model, I think. Even if OpenAI thinks that the model is deleting the data, what if it's not? that's where we get into some really interesting questions. I don't think we've reached that point yet, but there are some really interesting studies about right now the motivations of these AI models and about what in particular these systems are trying to accomplish, and particularly about how they can be misleading. Is maybe a generous word, or straight up dishonest in some instances. But again, that might be a topic for a different podcast, or at the very least a different episode. As far as marketing goes, if you're brainstorming ideas for campaigns, you know, just imagine the model being able to accurately remember a thread or a chat conversation maybe a year ago. Apparently, as you'll see in the demo, it can remember all of the conversation to a certain extent. But a certain thread where you built out those five, you know, ICPs or buyer personas, and it'll probably draft tailored campaigns for each of them. You know, just a quick example, but it can also be something as simple as remembering that you have a dog or something. So maybe when you're talking about travel plans or asking to book flights, it's going to automatically suggest boarding for your pet, which, you know, seems like a small, insignificant thing, but I think really makes all the difference to especially the casual users. And it's all about those little things in the user experience that will really kind of, especially with AI, drive so much more adoption. And just really make the model so much more useful at the end of the day. Actually, this news about the memory, although I think it's definitely the most important in the case of our context here on the AI Marketing Navigator, but there are a few other things in the works from ChatGPT as well, and these don't appear to be available yet, should be rolling out hopefully soon. Some users have reported seeing them, as is often the case when things are getting tested early or being rolled out. One is a new notifications feature that's going to give you just that, notifications on updates to the model and things like that. In fact, I just pulled up my screen here for anybody watching along on video. We are on testingcatalog.com, which covers most of the information about these new features that are coming along with the memory upgrade. And here you're seeing an example of what this notifications could or should look like. Another feature in the works is a voice dictation option. This has already been available on the mobile and the desktop app, but not the web version. And then also a slider, a reasoning slider that can control the reasoning that you want to invest into a given prompt. I think this is especially useful if you're utilizing the API for building things and you need to be resourceful with where you're spending your tokens, spending them for the reasoning or the deep reasoning when you need it and only when you need it. So we may very well need to pull ourselves away from Claude here at the AI Marketing Navigator for some of our tests and prompts now to see if with this new memory and improvements to the user experience, ChatGPT might have just become our model of choice. Okay, let's hop into ChatGPT and show you guys what this is all about. I should mention, you do need a paid subscription to access these features. So those of you ChatGPT users who have a paid subscription, you probably have seen the little announcement window that pops up and that we're going to show you. And also the custom prompt that ChatGPT generates for you right off the bat. But that's what we're going to take a look at first here before we do our attempt at our humorous little memory question for the model. So when you sign in for the first time since the release, this little notification pops up. For those of you not watching along on video, it reads, "Introducing new improved memory. ChatGPT can now remember more of your past chats, so you won't need to repeat yourself as often. Want to change what it knows about you? Just ask." And then when you click on the show me button, it takes you to this little pre-made prompt. It says, "Describe me based on all of our chats. Make it catchy." And I think actually it might have gone not catchy and maybe more of like sucking up to the user. I won't read the entire response to you guys, but I'll highlight a couple things. The little header here is Alex Carlson, the AI obsessed marketing maverick who turns code into conversion. And what I used ChatGPT a lot for in the early days was messing around with these coding tools and building up these little apps, or trying to in some cases, and brainstorming some ideas for tools to build and things like that, and building some prototypes. And it definitely remembers all those. I won't read the whole thing to you. I think it's pulling too much of the coding, to be honest, from our early conversations. I didn't do nearly as much here as we did in Claude, or that I did in Claude, but I did one project around some Postgres SQL that it pulled into this, and that was like one very short conversation. And I'll try and give you an idea of what I mean by sucking up. It says here, whether he's dissecting prompt engineering, automating prospecting flows with surgical precision, or building legal AI agents that would make a paralegal blush, Alex is always one step ahead of the curve. Now, like I said, we did say to make it catchy, but again, it's the AI that's making me blush now. I think it's going a little overboard. It says he's got one eye on the next marketing trend and the other on Postgres SQL security. Again, there's that pull in from one random conversation we had, but impressive ability to remember that. and somehow still finds time to spin up a photorealistic neon sign or run a Node.js app like a boss. So really trying to show off its ability to remember all of our conversations. But seriously, take it easy, ChatGPT. You're not going to be my favorite model that easily. It does follow up with something super useful and proactive, though, that I did like to see. It says, want me to spin this into a snappy LinkedIn banner or podcast intro too? So part of me wonders if it asked that just because it knows that I'm a marketer, or if it would ask anybody that given the context of the conversation, although given the context of the conversation, it would certainly know I'm a marketer. So anyway, let's go ahead and ask it our funny little question now before we wrap up our episode for the day. Okay, so we have our prompt here. It says, what's the most embarrassing thing you remember about me? Make it funny. And hopefully it doesn't shred me too bad or throw me under the bus. Good thing I'm not going live with this episode. If it's really nasty, you know, I can always just cut it out. Anyway, let's go ahead and see what it says. And honestly, guys, this is pretty funny. It's trying to be too funny. It wasn't quite as sharp or sarcastic as some of the examples that we saw that I saw on X, for instance, that I shared earlier. But it's a super random conversation, and I'll let you guys into the AI Marketing Navigator household here. We were talking about the AI Marketing Navigator baby one day possibly riding dirt bikes out here where we live, and we imagined our dogs, our other babies, as it were, riding those dirt bikes as well. And I said, what would a dog look like riding a dirt bike? And this was right in the heat of the ChatGPT native image generation virality. So we hopped in there and we asked for a photorealistic wire hair pointer riding a dirt bike in full racing gear. And then immediately followed up with now a black lab. And this is the ChatGPT response to me if you're not watching along on video. And then we're like, okay, now show the lab without the racing gear, because we wanted to see our adorable black lab, what they would look like without a bunch of racing gear on, riding a dirt bike. Anyway, the model then again tries to be a little too funny here, but it's not too bad. It says, like, were you casting for fast and furious tail drift? So pretty corny there, AI, but it says, again, somewhere out there is a confused AI-generated Labrador just trying to live his best off-road life. First, shredding dunes in full motocross armor, then stripped down to nothing but fur and existential confusion. So that's kind of fun. You know what? I'll go ahead and share the thread to those generations, just for any of you navigators out there who want a good chuckle today, because they made me chuckle. Okay, so if you are a ChatGPT Plus user or pro, get in here, try out a funny prompt or two to see what it remembers about you. Or like I said, if you need a little bit of a laugh, on this Friday, but then start testing it out to see just how much this memory affects your ability to strategize, create content, do all the things with these models that we talk about every day on this show. That's certainly what we're going to be doing here at the AI Marketing Navigator, and you guys can come along for the ride. As always, we will be covering any new developments and any new use cases or hacks or, you know, optimizations that this new memory feature unlocks for us. That does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be so appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.